For all the attention paid to people with a disability, their brothers and sisters tend to remain in the shadows. Now, for the first time, there's to be a national online survey to try and find out what siblings of the disabled actually need. Brothers and sisters often help with the care of disabled siblings throughout their lives, but they often find it difficult to let their needs be known because the person with a disability dominates family life. A dance company has also turned its attention to the problem. Nance Haxton reports.
The Siblings Project explores the complex relationship that people have with their disabled brother or sister. Restless is Australia's only professional group for dancers with a disability, but this production widened the company's scope by concentrating on the siblings of people with a disability.
Do you know what it's like for me? Having a brother with autism. It's like being an only child with a sibling.
Mel Allen is 14 years old and has an intellectually disabled brother. She says taking part in the production was invaluable because she realised she was not alone.
Yeah, well, with my sibling, it's really hard with people outside the family that I've just met. Like, they try and fit in and say that they know what you're going through, but they actually don't, and they try and pretend that they know, but they don't.
So you feel a bit of pressure sometimes being the sibling?
Yes.
Got to be good all the time?
Yeah, where you never get like your way, that it's always their way, and so you never get to say what you want to do and all that. It's just always what they want to do.
So it's good to be able to express that here on stage?
Yes.
In one part of the show, the performers walk around with their hands over their ears, symbolising how they feel their concerns often aren't heard and how they have secrets they can't share. Restless artistic director Philip Channels says he learnt a lot from the production.
In that creative process, we explored all at the same time telling that same secret. And for me, like, that idea of letting go of something that you've held on for so long, it's really uplifting.
While for Kin and Coley, meeting other siblings was as important as the final show.
We've all got a sibling with a disability. Some of us have it pretty easy with our siblings. Some have heaps of troubles. I think a common denominator here is that we all love our siblings a lot. They're a really big part of our life.
The often silent world of siblings of people with a disability is also being explored by the national support body Siblings Australia, which is doing an online survey this month. Executive Director Kate Strome says it's the first time a national survey has been done to find out what support networks siblings need.
That's a huge preventive health issue. We know there was an Australian Institute for Family Studies report last year that highlighted the fact that these children have high rates of depression. And we know in our work with adult siblings that a lot of them talk about ongoing issues around anxiety and depression. So if we can get in early with younger children, give them support, and it's not rocket science, we don't have to give them a huge amount, but we need to give them some support. If we get in early, we're going to prevent mental health issues, physical health issues down the track, and that is going to benefit not only governments, because it's going to save money, but the community in general.
While there are many siblings in the community, their experience tends to be isolated. This is the first time many of the performers in this show have met other siblings in similar situations to themselves. Performer Keith Law says the sibling relationship is difficult for people with disabled brothers and sisters, for often they are carers as well, from a very young age.
And that's part of the stress that they face every day, and it's really good for them to come out and do stuff for themselves. Good for them to have an opportunity to come out and just have some fun.
Dancer Keith Law, ending that report by Nance Haxton.